Hi and welcome to Be Still and Know with me, Dr. Micah Jazz. August is normally seen to be the heart of the British summer. Schools are closed and families, if they can, would usually head off on a holiday together. The rhythm of life feels slower, the traffic on the roads much lighter, and each and every day feels longer and brighter. Yet, following close on the heels of lockdown, August may not feel as different as it normally does. When the sun shines, I am generally encouraged and my mood lifts. However, despite the season or whether I'm on holiday or not, I always run the risk of falling into despondency. Throughout its history, the church has warned of the dangers of despondency. One of the first prayers I declare on opening my eyes, still laying in bed, includes the phrase, "O Lord, deliver me from despondency." Now, despondency literally means a loss of hope and courage. It's as if the very essence of our being has been drained away, and we are left with nothing with which to motivate ourselves. The petrol tank needles on empty. We feel completely stuck fast in an unappealing life and want simply to give up. Why bother? Our mind tells us that nothing will work out, so we'll never be happy, and so there's no use in trying. We may even reach the point of feeling that we're cursed and the world is against us. In such times, it's easier to lay the blame at God's door than consider any solutions. After all, what's the point? Moses faced this challenge with Israel when delivering God's message that they leave Egypt. The pain of the present prevented them imagining any other future than the cruel slavery they endured. So even an inspirational message left them cold. Similarly, despondency will rob us of our fellowship with God and with each other. It will isolate us and drag us into the jaws of despair itself, which is why we need to contest it all the time. Jane has a long-term chronic pain condition. This consistently makes a play first to influence and then control her mood. Yet whatever mood she finds herself in cannot begin to address the source of her pain. And because we are married, Jane's challenges become my challenges, and I too must carefully manage my mood. If we both sink into despondency, the days become dark. We grow lethargic and faith drains from every pore of our being. So the battle we so frequently face is pushing back against waves of despondency that first gather around us and then threaten to overwhelm us. However, now we're on the lookout for despondency, we're better placed to resist its invitation, to embrace its narrative on life, and instead we choose God's promise. As we enter into the God space today, how's your mood today? Are you, like Israel, overwhelmed by a sense of being trapped within your circumstances? Is your response to life, why bother? Then journey with Be Still and Know this week as we go to war with despondency. Amen. Facing up to despondency is a constant battle, and one I'm encouraged to see all the fathers of the church first fought and then wrote about their struggle and success against it. We are in godly company. Now please do write to micah.jazz@premier.org.uk, and I'll write back personally and in confidence. And also visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope, follow along with our Voice of Hope family, and continue to receive all of Premier's exciting news. Join me this Sunday for Premier Life and also for Be Still and Know throughout the week. But for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.